Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Schaltbau Q1 2018 financial results conference call. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Wolfgang Güsken, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to welcome you to today's conference call on Schaltbau's Q1 2018 financial results. We will have our CFO, Thomas Dippold, lead you through the presentation today. For the Q&A session following the presentation part of the event, we will have our CEO, Bertram Stausberg, and our Chief Restructuring Officer, Martin Kleinschmidt, available as well. Before I hand it over to Thomas, let me please quickly remind you that this presentation contains forward-looking statements regarding future developments based on information currently available. As a result of risk and uncertainties, actual outcomes could differ from the forward-looking statements made. Schaltbau does not intend to update these forward-looking statements. Finally, please take notice that this call will be recorded and that a replay of the call will be made available on our website later today, ideally, or the latest tomorrow. With this, I'll hand it over to Thomas Dippold. Thomas, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Warm welcome also from my side. This is Thomas Dippold, and I have the pleasure to guide you through the Schaltbau so far. Page number three, you see Q1 at a glance. How did we perform? Generally speaking, I think with the operating performance, we can be quite happy so far. It's slightly better than we expected. What makes us very confident that the good development or the good start into Q1 continues also in the upcoming months is that the order intake with 149 is still on a very high level. Our book-to-bill ratio is well over one. This gives us confidence that all our customers still put a lot of trust in us and really place a lot of orders with us so that our growth can continue like that. However, it's less than last Q1, and last Q1 in 2017 is highly affected by some major order intakes, which we took from Hitachi in Italy, but also from Siemens in Germany. We will come later to that in the Mobile Transportation Technology. This is highly affected by that, but the key message is the order intake compared to sales, the book-to-bill ratio is well above one. In sales, you see that we show two lines. The one is the real legal frame that we report according to IFRS, but we also show you sales like for like, and you'll find that mainly in sales and EBIT figures. What does like for like mean? You see it in the little asterisk that we put there. We exclude in the like for like Pinch-Bubenzer and SEPSA in both years, in 2017 and 2018, so that you can really see the remains, just in case those two entities would have never belonged to Schaltbau, so we exclude it. You know that SEPSA, just as a reminder, is in 2017 fully consolidated for the whole year, and in 2018 as an asset held for sale. That means we show the sales, but with no result impact on the P&L, only the sales, but no cost or no result. It's put straight to the equity. For Bubenzer, it was effectively sold 1st of March. That means these roughly 2 months are also excluded in the 2018 figures whenever it comes to the like for like figures. We hope to make it a little bit more transparent for you with all the side effects and one-offs that we have in this particular year to compare our figures accordingly. Okay, our EBIT amounts 2.0 so far in Q1 2018. This is an increase of 10.5 million compared to last year. The comparable EBIT is up 6.6. So that means our higher sales volume that we achieved and also some favorable sales mixes, especially in the component business, really pays off, and we show an improved margin there. The reported EBIT, just to mention it one more time, includes the classification of SEPSA as asset held for sale. So the loss of SEPSA of 2.4 million is not shown as an EBIT, but goes straight to the equity. With the capital increase, which we successfully finalized in February, our net financial debt lowered accordingly. Yet it's impacted by higher working capital, especially the inventories went up. So we are not happy with that development so far. And some countermeasures will be taken in Q2. I also come with the overview of the segments later on to that and spend a few words on that. We have made another big progress step in our restructuring path. So in the stationary transportation technology segment, the Pinch Group, so to say, we have mutually agreed a restructuring agreement with the unions and the Workers' Council, which saves us 4 million euro over the next 2 years, which will, and this saving starts right from, it's effective right from the next month onwards. Our order book is quite on the level as we had it end of last year, with over 500 million. So this is really a solid base going into the next month and years. And as a consequence of that, we stick to our operating guidance, which we gave in the last call. Coming to the order intake, page number 5, it remains on a high level. So when you look at the components level, it's more or less the same with 40 million. Our stationary transportation technology remains on the level it was last year. And where we see now a decline, but still an order intake level higher than sales when compared to page number 6, is the mobile transportation technology, which is gaining more and more importance in the overall sales structure of the Schaltbau Group. We see 81 million order intake in Q1, and this fills the pipeline also quite a bit for the upcoming months. Please bear in mind, when we look at the order book of a level of 508 million, which is roughly the same as end of 2017. End of 2017, it includes still the Bubenza order book, which we, of course, took out accordingly. So the 508 we have now is only the like-for-like order book that we have. Coming to page number 6, the sales growth is mainly driven by the mobile transportation technology plus the components. So two segments really grow. One is rather flat. You see in the graph that we have Q1 versus Q1, but also Q1 like-for-like with Q1 like-for-like. The effects here in sales, in components, we don't have any effect. In stationary transportation technology, we have the exclusion of Bubenza, and in the mobile one, we have the SEPSA effect accordingly. So in mobile transportation technology, on a like-for-like view, you see that we grow by 13 million. This is mainly from Schaltbau Bode. With our rail door systems, we gained a lot of new orders and put it also into sales. The component business went up by 8 million, given the level where they are of roughly 30 million. This is a strong growth of 25% so far in Q1. And the sales on the stationary transportation is rather flat, but slightly below last year. We expect a lot more to come. You know that the business in the stationary transportation system is very much in Q3 and Q4. And after we finished a lot of projects successfully end of last year, the pipeline for 2018 is rather poor. So we get some orders and we do something also in sales. But as I said, the big chunk is coming in the second half of the year. Given the sales structure, where do we make it? Roughly one-third of the sales is what we do in Germany from a customer perspective. Some 46% is what we do in overall Europe, excluding Germany, and 20% is what we achieve outside of Europe. Coming to EBIT, slide number 7. As I said in the management summary, our EBIT increases by 10.5 million now to a positive figure of 2.0 in Q1. We have an EBIT margin of 1.6%. So where does it come from? We have a higher sales volume overall, and the component business sees especially growing products, which are very positive margin. So also the product mix plays a big role into this operative performance. And the comparable EBIT is up 6.6% if we exclude the SEPSA Q1 effect and the Bubenza effect as well. The earnings per share are still negative at minus 0.46 compared to minus 2.0 at the same time last year. Slide number 8, coming to cash flow, which we also quickly want to spend a look at. We have our free cash flow positive with 14 million, with negative operative cash flow and positive investing cash flow. And the investing cash flow, we see the proceeds from the Bubenza sale and also the release of the small capital increase, which was put on an escrow account, if you remember correctly. And in the operative cash flow, we mainly see the negative effects from the increase of inventories, but also that we also affected our, we put in this Kontozahlung again, which gives us some if you pay very fast, you get an additional discount. This is also what we put in place, and this, of course, affects the working capital there as well. Overall, our cash flow, the financing cash flow, is negative, is minus 22 million. So where does this come from? We have the proceeds of the capital increase, the large one, which we did in February with 46 million, but also a repayment of loans and bank debt with 66 million. So those two effects amount to the financing cash flow. Overall, the cash flow for Q1 2018 is negative with minus 8.2 million. Coming to the segments, the mobile transportation technology, we are very happy with the order intake we still have, even despite it's lower than last year. It fell by 20%, but still our like-for-like sales, which you can see on the graphs right beside it, almost grow by 30%. This is a marvelous story so far. The poor or the disappointment is that it we don't achieve it so far to put this positive development into the bottom line, that the results grow accordingly. So when you see that we make with 65 million sales in Q1, like for like, excluding ZEPSA, our result is even negative. This is something we are not very happy with, and this is mainly due to the poor performance we see in Alte, where we have a lot of problems to get all the production running smoothly. We have a lot of additional temporary workers there. We have some warranty expenses and also some ramp-up costs for new projects, which affect our EBIT. And we have the same poor productivity in Bode, and we are currently working hard on it in order to improve it. We see some improvements in productivity to come, and we hope that this also results in some better bottom line figures, but we are not there yet. Coming to slide number 10, stationary transportation technology. We see that the order intake on a like-for-like level, and we don't have that in order. The orders intake is more or less on the level as we had it last year. The sales is roughly 1 million on a like-for-like level, lower than last year. You see that with the sale of Bubenza, we sold roughly half of the overall sales, at least on this early time of the year, because the Bubenza and the Tiefenbach business starts very slowly into the years, and therefore Q1 is always on a very moderate level. But with 8.6 million sales in those two businesses, we see a negative EBIT contribution, roughly on the level we had also in the years before. Together with the restructuring agreement that we made with the unions, we will see some improvements in the months to come, but also with the increasing sales, we expect those businesses to recover quite a bit in the next months. Component business is really the star in our portfolio. We see that the order intake is very healthy on this 40 million level and stays more or less there. The good thing is that it's still, compared to sales, despite it's really growing, still a positive book-to-bill ratio at 1.1. The sales improved by 7.7 million, which is an increase of over 25%. This is really strong, and this really pays off. In the bottom line, we see that the EBIT shoot up from 3.5 to 8.3 million, and also the margin is very decent there. So we're very happy with this business and the performance the local management is doing there. And we expect this business also to perform like this in the upcoming months. Coming to slide number 12, so how does our equity and our net debt figures look like? With the capital increase that we successfully finalized in February, we see our equity ratio at 26.9% end of Q1 2018, so we almost doubled our equity ratio compared to the year end where we were on a very low level of 15.6. So this looks rather healthy, and thanks to the trust we got from all our investors who put their fresh money into Schaltbau, this is really a level where we can be a little bit more happy with that. We just have to improve our operating performance accordingly. Our net debt, on the other hand, is something where what we could reduce by roughly one third. It went down from 158 to 104 at the end of Q1. Coming to slide number 13, thanks to the questions of some of you guys. We'd like to give you a bridge how we come to our sales guidance for 2018. So this should be a little bit transition and a bridge in order to explain it a little bit better with all the one-off effects the real growth. So coming from our sales figure of end of 2017, which is 517, we deducted the effect from the sale of Pitsch-Bubenzer. So how did we do that? We took the Bubenzer sale of 2017 and deducted the first 2 months of the year. So we said because we no longer have the sales in the remaining 10 months of the year, so we deducted this would have been 41. And we also excluded ZEPSA, knowing that this will be sold hopefully one day within 2018, but we took it out completely as it anyway doesn't have any EBIT impact. We know for sure that the ZEPSA sales are in our current sales, in our actual sales that we show you, but as it has no EBIT relevance, we took it out from the guidance, coming down now to roughly 440. And we expect our organic growth of our businesses, especially in the mobile transportation technology and also in the components business, to grow by roughly 10 to 14%, which is then in the range of 480 to 500 million, just to explain how we come to that figure. So we really expect a strong organic growth there. We almost could compensate at least 1.5 of this sales of businesses with organic growth. If you achieve that in this market, this is really overall a strong performance. It's only the challenge to show that also accordingly in the bottom line. And finally, page number 14, our guidance. We stick to the guidance. Just to repeat it, our order intake should be around 500 million to 520. Our sales should be, as I just described, 480 to 500 million euro. Where does it come from? A significant improvement in the mobile transportation technology, a significant decline compared to the 120 million last year in stationary transportation technology. Mainly, it's roughly cut to half with the sale of the Bubenzer business. And the components, we see a slight increase, jumping up from 130 million we had last year. Our EBIT margin should be around 3%. This is what we can confirm from today's perspective.
Okay, thank you very much, Thomas. So now we're at the end of the formal presentation. I would just like to hand it back to Arkadin to manage the Q&A process in this call.
Thank you. Dear ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask your question. If you find your question is answered before it is your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question comes from Alexander Hauenstark, DZ Bank. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, this is Alex Hornstein, DZ Bank. I've got a few questions. First of all, could you give us an update on the options for SEPSA, including the potential provision risk in case of a liquidation if a disposal fails? And second, on stationary transportation, I'd like to hear some details about the project delays and how you expect it to catch up again in 2018. And the third question, what is currently the biggest challenge in, apart from Alte issues, just generally speaking? And another small one, could you tell us about the potential next milestones coming up, please, in order to find more triggers for the equity story? And last question, what's the reason for the favorable mix in components? Is it going to last structurally, say, potentially even into 2019? Thank you.
Okay, thank you for your questions. This is Martin Kleinschmidt speaking. I would like to answer the question regarding SEPSA. At least the situation is mainly unchanged. We are still working on all three possible solutions. We are in the process of starting with some restructuring measures. We are working on a financing concept for financing these measures without increasing the risk we as Schaltbau has in this area, but in the moment we can't say if we will be successful with that. We are also still working in an M&A process, but as we already said, due to the financial situation we have at SEPSA, there's a hard way to go, and so the last solution to go for a liquidation process is still an opportunity. We don't expect this in short term, that means within the next weeks, because we were successful to stabilize with some financing measures, at least with support from the customers. So we can't promise a quick solution. We are still working on this, but at least our risk will decrease month by month because we have some guarantees in place, and with every customer order which is fulfilled, this risk will decrease. So we will win from month to month, but
as I said, we can't say what the outcome at least will be.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, of course. Maybe a comment on the other questions.
Okay. I'm jumping to question number three, if I took it correctly. The challenges you see beside bringing Alta back on track, the biggest challenge at the moment also for the overall performance is, of course, that we increase the productivity and also the profitability in Schalbaubode in with our railroad systems. You know that this is the biggest entity we have in our group, and as I also pointed out in my presentation, the overall productivity there is rather poor. We have a strong top line, but we don't. So far, we are not really successful in bringing it down to the bottom line. So the throughput in Bode is beside Alte the biggest challenge and also the biggest chance to boost our profitability accordingly. And this is what we clearly have on our management focus, and this is what we clearly follow and have the challenges there. And this is, of course, also the next milestones, which is directly related to question number four that you mentioned. So how do we move on? Of course, we try to fix our open projects in the stationary transportation technology segment. That means the PSD project. We make some progress. We also see some progress. Despite the delays in Denmark and also Egypt, that we could move on there. And this is definitely, despite the sale or disposal of ZEPSA, the biggest next milestones we're working on in order to have a streamlined portfolio and to really run with operative performances. Your last question you mentioned, if I took it correctly, you were asking if the product mix continues that affects our profitability in the component business so far. The answer is yes, or at least we have no indication or sign that signs that there might change something. So the orders we get in with the 40 million that we showed, are roughly in the same structure as we do the sales right now, and our operative measurements even there in order to get even more productive. So I think we are rather on a good way in the component business, and we have no indication that this might change in the future.
Okay, thank you. That was very helpful. Maybe the last one on stationary transportation. Maybe you can give us some more details about the project delays and whether you expect them to be caught up over the course of 2018, or is that something which will be postponed into 2019, or is there a risk that something will be cancelled? Thank you.
At least, this is Martin Kleinschmidt again. It's always year by year the same story. The dependence of Finch Barmag on the Deutsche Bahn projects, of level crossing projects, is very high, and it's the same story every year that we have to make some expectations for the year and have discussions with Deutsche Bahn, and the Deutsche Bahn always has a planning, of course, and sometimes there is an impact from any side which leads to postponement of these projects. And that's the case even in this year. They might come a part of it in the second half of the year, but we expect that some of the level crossing projects will be take place in the next year.
Okay, thank you for answering all the questions. Thanks.
Currently, there are no further questions. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad. There is one follow-up question by Alexander Hauenstark, DZ Bank. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, it's me again. So if no one asks, I will take it up again. Maybe a final one. How should we think about the trend in free cash flow for the coming three quarters? I mean, a few components we can think about what's going on. But yeah, maybe your view here and a bit more guidance here. Thank you.
The clear answer is we need to work on our inventory level. This is what we clearly can say, and you can expect that we do everything we can in order to bring the operating cash flow into positive figures. So this is the biggest challenge on the working capital side, and we also try to get a financing part of this element as well. This will be the key focus for the upcoming months. We needed some buffers in order to really be able to deliver the high top line, especially in the mobile transportation technology. So we increased some buffer stocks within the production, and this is why this inventory level really shot up quite a bit. But this has secured the ability to deliver in time and in full with our customers, and we really want to show them also that we can deliver. But now we have to put a lot of efforts in order to bring that back on a normal level and bring this back in order. Yeah.
Thank you. Understood. Are you willing, or could you eventually give us a range or a number, or at least a qualitative indication where it might end up at the end of the year?
Of course, I have a target number in my head, but again, the overall goal must be, first of all, that we are able to deliver and to make our customers satisfied, and this must come on the first place, period. We do hope to fix those operative problems we still see, especially in the mobile transportation technology, as quickly as possible, but I can't tell you exactly when this might happen. Sorry for that.
Okay, fully understood. Okay, so thanks for answering everything, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Caroline Lovett, Floyd Asset Management. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. I was wondering if you could give us an update on your operations in Brazil and in Spain, please. And another question, if you could let us know for how long you believe that restructuring measures could be necessary. Thank you.
Okay, this is Martin Kleinschmidt.
Maybe let's start with your last question. How long do we think we need restructuring measures? At least that can lead to a discussion what means restructuring measures, because improving operational business is maybe in the situation we are restructuring, but at the end, day-to-day business in every company. So one of the real restructuring measures, of course, was to close this agreement with the Workers' Council in stationary business. This is fulfilled. And now the main focus is on this operational side, and you can call it restructuring or not. And as we said, that will take place at least the whole year 2018. And if you call the sell or find a solution for the CEPSA business restructuring measure, then this is we hope that we can finish that within this year. But at least it depends not only on us. So as we said, the main focus is on 2018. I would like to ask the question regarding the PSD. Project in Brazil. As you are aware, we have provisions for that project in a higher amount, and There is no sign in the moment that it would be necessary to increase these provisions. We are working on solutions which can lead to a better result, to maybe at least not need all these provisions, but as I said, there are no signs to that we have to expect development would could be below the provisions we already have.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Felix Lutz, Auto BHF. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Maybe you can shed some light on the situation with Alte and on market side. How do you see the competitive situation, especially with the Chinese CRCC and the consolidation of big OEMs in Europe? Thank you.
At least I would like to say that we don't see any impact of any activities of Chinese competitors in Europe. So, of course, they are very strong in China, but our China business is relatively small, and we are mainly focused on Europe, and in Europe we don't see an high impact of any activities. And second, up to now there are no effects we see regarding the consolidation of customers, because there is at least no consolidation up to now. There are negotiations and press releases, but no facts. And we have to wait what the development will be, but we don't expect bigger impacts on our business.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Regarding the question at Alte, this is Bertram Stausberg, CEO. I'm at Alte today, and that's the reason why I'm just on the phone. Unfortunately, we missed some earlier reorganizations in the process landscape, in the internal process landscape at Alte. And so we are suffering from huge inefficiencies in that company, to be very honest, with a limited size. We have had a very intensive meeting this morning with the new managing director. We put him in place now 3 weeks ago. We have discussed his first rough restructuring concept for that company. I think it will last, I would say perhaps 6 months, but I have no doubt that we are able to turn around that business. And it should be in the profitable zone again next year, or not again, the first time, sorry, next year. But I think that we have now the right management in place here to do that turnaround. And I'm pretty convinced we will manage that, as I said, within the next 6 months.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. As a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad. There are currently no further questions. This concludes our Q&A session for today, and I'm back to the speakers for the closing remarks.
Yeah, thank you very much. So thank you to each and every one of you for attending this call and for having a Q&A discussion. We'll be on the road after our AGM, which will take place on the 7th of June in Munich. For further roadshow, investor personal meeting activity, and on the AGM, we hope to see many investors and to have a sound process in preparation and in conducting this event. So thank you very much, and the Q2 numbers will be released on August the 8th. Thank you. Have a good day, and talk to you next time.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This conference has been concluded. You may now disconnect.